Did you know that there are over 70,000 man-made lakes in Florida? These lakes, like the Bay Project Detention Pond behind you, are used to hold and filter stormwater before it travels further downstream into rivers, creeks, and bays. However, most ponds face several struggles. The most common include erosion, invasive plants, and high levels of nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus. Excess nutrients encourage too much algae growth, which can throw the pond ecosystem off balance. Lakes without a healthy habitat have fewer animals and filter less water, which can lead to higher pollution and harmful algal blooms downstream. My name is Sean Patton from Stocking Savvy. We turn stormwater ponds to healthy habitats for fish, birds, otters, and more. Over the years, we have helped restore hundreds of acres of lake and wetland habitat to reduce erosion, pollution, and provide habitat, and so can you. To create a healthy lake or pond habitat, there are three easy steps to take. The first is to plant a variety of native plants along the shoreline leading down to the water. Plants like canna lilies, swamp milkweed, and knotted spike rushes thrive in these environments. These plants will not only reduce erosion, but also provide habitat to animals and improve water quality. Step two is to remove any turf grass around the pond to create a 6-foot lawn-free buffer area. Replacing turf grass with native plants can help reduce erosion around the shoreline and create a buffer zone for water filtration. Step three is to avoid the use of fertilizers and pesticides, especially near the water. These chemicals are easily picked up in stormwater runoff and contribute to nutrient pollution. By minimizing their use, you support cleaner waterways. These easy steps will make a world of difference for ponds, lakes, and other ecosystems downstream. For more information about sustainable pond and lake management, go to www.stockingsavvy.com. To learn more about bay-friendly landscaping, press 7. To learn more about healthy native plant shorelines with a variety of plants, visit Red Bug Slough or press 29.